Hello, Vivian Joy here. I'm wondering if you've heard the phrase comparisonitis, that comparison to other people that you believe are doing better than you, more than you. They feel happier than you. They're earning more money than you. Like years ago, we called it keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with the neighbors. But nowadays, we can see, or we believe we see, what everybody is up to. And of course, please know that whatever you're seeing of anyone's life or business are the highlights. It's like their showreel of what they want you to know, not everything else. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some people that are out there with high integrity showing you every part of this process too. But even that, they're showing you it for a purpose and showing you it for a reason. So, my thoughts today that I want to share with you are around comparisonitis. And I've got a great little story, and it's true. So years and years ago, I started a recruitment advertising business, and I wanted to do something different. I didn't just want to be a recruitment consultant. So I'd been in sales, marketing, advertising, my media all my life, pretty much. And so it made sense to offer an advertising service. So one advertising on the main job boards like Monster and Reed, Total Jobs, and the like. And so I set about setting up this business. And in that, I was doing lots and lots of research. So reflect back to when you started your business, or if you're starting one now, you'll be looking around to see what everybody's doing, what they're calling it, how long they're running it for, what they're charging for it, what the promises are. These are all the kind of things we look for when we're seeking to buy something. And so I was doing all that. And there was loads and loads of companies doing traditional fee on placement recruitment, i.e. in a percentage of the salary. And I didn't want to do that. Didn't like the uncertainty of that. My brain was craving certainty. So I provided a service where they paid an upfront fee, which paid for the advertising, and we offered all the services on the back. It meant that they definitely got what they needed. So I was looking around and I found a company called recruitmentconsultant.com. What a cool name, what a cool domain. I was very jealous of that as a domain. And I looked at what they were charging, and I looked at what I was wanting to charge, or even needing to charge, to be able to cover the cost of the advertising, let alone me and my staffing that I wanted to take on, and my branding and my whole company. I thought, how on earth can I do that? And I kept watching this company, comparing myself, thinking their domain must mean they're the best in the market, thinking, wow, they can do this for £195. How the hell can they do that? I couldn't get anywhere near it at the time as a startup. The nearest I probably could have got was £500, which, if you've ever used a recruitment consultancy, is still a fraction, somewhere in the region of about 10%, depending on the salary level of what you would pay to a traditional recruiter. And I kept watching them, thinking, I can't do it. I got my pricing as low as I could. I got it to 295, and it was like watching them. I was watching them, and I was learning from them, or so I believed, until they went bust. And when they went bust, they did so because what? They weren't making enough money. So there was me comparing myself, thinking they were amazing. I'd never reached their heights. They had 30 staff. They were able to do this at such a low price. And actually, I was comparing to a company that were going under. So please be careful when you are comparing yourself, which you shouldn't do. Comparison is the thief of all joy, thief of success, thief of confidence, thief of everything you could ever imagine. But actually, for there, it nearly was the thief of my business, my Vivico Recruitment, as it was called in the end. So the great news was that at the end of the story, just to finish it, is I poached a couple of their staff who brought their clients with them. So that was nice. But actually, make sure that if you're coveting what someone's doing, if they've got an amazing program that's promising X, that actually X is being delivered before you model it. And we call this modeling NLP. It's an NLP structure of taking the best parts of something and bringing it into you to recreate it. But I'm going to talk more about that in the weeks to come. So hopefully this has been helpful. You are potentially comparing yourself to somebody who isn't even who they say they are or what they're showing themselves to be. And you are you, and you should do you at all times. And if you need any help doing that and working out who you are and what you're comparing yourself to and how you can stop that, because actually just listening to me talk for a few minutes hasn't managed it, then do feel free to book a mindset reset call. Deep structure, 15 minutes, private conversation where I can help you understand where it's coming from, what it's achieving for you, what it's stopping you doing, and actually how we can reset it and get you moving forward. Look forward to that call.